Okay, this is Brother Jim. Back to part four of my sermon of Mark Bullen's Building an Ark. Here, listen to what he talks about here, about a format that we need.
Format for biblical baptism and biblical communion.
Okay, so here's more hypocrisy. So Mark says you got to have this New Testament model to have biblical format for biblical baptism and Lord's Supper. All right, what I've already said to you before was Mark, I like to say, he has a pourogram. Mark pours water over people for baptism. Hey, what's the biblical model? Can we find any verses where they poured water over people for baptism in the Bible? Nope. What do we see in Scripture? Matthew 3:16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened up unto him. Men were always baptized, when possible, in water. Baptism means immersion. Mark doesn't practice biblical baptism. How about the Lord's Supper? Go read Matthew 26. It says, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and the wine. He broke the bread. He said, this is my body, this is my blood. It was at a meal. Go read 1 Corinthians 11. It was at a meal. Mark practices the Roman Catholic abrogated, adjusted, pagan Roman Catholic practice of little bread, little wine. And Mark says he controls it. If you read 1 Corinthians 11, I'm going to read it to you. Hold on. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. Mark Bullen controls and says he needs to decide who gets it and who doesn't. You know, if you're in sin, you shouldn't even be in the body. You should be put out, like Matthew 18. Only those people in good standing get close to the Lord's table. How can Mark? I asked Mark's men when I stood in the street with Nathan and Titus and two of the Albert boys, can God see inside your heart? Yes, he can. Can you see inside my heart? No. They said, do you know my secret sins? No, I don't. Do you know if I'm sinning? No, I don't. I said, how can any man decide who can take the Lord's Supper unless there's open public sin? They're like, well, we don't know. Yet Nathan said the contract is about signing so they can find out about secret sins. How do you find out about secret sins if you don't even know about them? Craziness. So Paul says, let each man examine himself. Mark controls the Lord's Supper. So going back to what Mark said, biblical pattern for baptism and Lord's Supper? Oh no, Mark's not keeping that. Let's keep going.
It gives a forum for passing the truth to our children. It gives opportunities for our children to find Christian mates.
All right, let's go there. Opportunities for their children to find Christian mates. You know where Mark sends his sons to go find Christian mates? The Mennonites. They said they go to Mennonite youth conferences, and that's where Mark scrounges up wives. I've heard stories where Mark traveled to other states to go get women to bring back to be his son's wife. Ask Nathan about that. So they're not growing husbands and wives from within their body. They go and do unbiblical ecumenicalism. Mark, here you go. Mark puts on weddings and has at Mennonite buildings and then allows Mennonites to show up. He unites, sings, and prays with them. And then he lets women with uncovered heads sing and pray in the body. I brought this up to Nathan and he denied it, but it was at his wedding and all the weddings that I've seen on video. So Mark says, oh, we can find wives and husbands. What? Mark's not united to Mennonites, so he's bringing in heretical husbands and wives. That's what the New Testament body does? Oh no. The Bible would say, do not gather with such people. Romans 16, 17 says, mark those that leave sound doctrine, like Mennonites, and don't associate with them, let alone marry them, Mr. Bullen. More hypocritical sin going on there. Let's keep going.
By us working the present program, it makes us eligible to be warned of things not seen as yet. okay?
All right, hold on right there. So he's talking about where it, that's what it says about Noah being warned of things yet to come. You know, Mark Bullen is totally wrong on this because we have the finished revelation of God. We can read the Bible and see what's coming. A great falling away, very few true saints, a one world system, Satan's going to rise up, evil's going to usurp the globe, mark of the beast system is coming, persecution of God's people. We need the Spirit and the Word of God. We don't need to be in a program on Sunday. The reason Noah needed that, he didn't have the finished, revealed Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, as I said before, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. We have the finished revelation, Genesis 2, Revelation now. Noah didn't have that. So I don't know what warning of things to come Mark's looking for from God because he keeps some kind of program. It's already in Scripture. We'll keep going.
They do not comprehend the faith once delivered to the saints. There was a day many years ago, somewhere back around 92, I think, when I had been seeking the Lord and studying my Bible.
All right, stay tuned here. You're going to hear Mark do something that he says you and I can't do today. Listen in.
And it led me to leave the Baptist denomination, which means I lost everything I had worked for the last previous 11 years. I've gone to Bible.
All right, so hold on. He's in a New Testament body. They had all kinds of leadership. They had the core of what the New Testament body is. Oh, they weren't perfect. They'll say that about LFC if we're not perfect. But Mark began to see sin or bad doctrine, and you heard him. He left. Go listen to his testimony. Mark left there and did not have another body to go to. So Mark left the hope of salvation. This is his words. He left a bishop and a pastor without a letter of approval. And he went off on his own seeking truth. If you do that today, I know a man that was in Mark's body. He did not want to sign the contract. His wife stayed in Mark's body, signed the contract. The man said, I want you to come with me. We're going to go find our own truth. I don't want to be here. Mark said, no, you can't leave. You're losing your hope of salvation. You know, she held out for 6-8 months. She finally gave up and threw Mark's body to the curb and went, praise God, to be with her husband. And you know what? That was the lady that Jesse's daughter wrote a letter to and said, you've lost your hope. You've lost your faith in God. So you see the hypocrisy? Mark just admitted he left the Baptist faith. He didn't have nowhere to go. He went out wandering on his own. You'll hear him searching for truth. But you and I can't do that because we're not in a program. You're a hypocrite, Mr. Bullen, and that's why I'm calling you out. I hope you repent. Let's get back to it.
I'm in the Bible college. I had worked as a youth pastor. I had people who knew me and backed me. We started a church. We were building a church. We were growing. We had 3 buses running. We had Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday evening, Wednesday night. And we were growing. And I began to realize the foundation stones are not in place properly. There's doctrinal problems here. And I began to...
So you hear that? So Mark started seeing in the body he was in doctrinal problems. And he confronted them, and they told him he was wrong, and he ended up leaving. Once again, if you do that to him, he called me a hippie. I was never with his body. Other men that have left, he said they've left their hope of salvation. They're going off on a bad tangent. But yet Mark did exactly what he says you can't do. It's shameful.
And I began to search it out. And some of the people, a number of the people in the church were relatives and relatives of relatives. And, you know, as the word goes and people coming in. It all came down to the fact that I was labeled a heretic and they left.
Yeah, let me stop right there. So they called Mark a heretic. They started calling him names. You know what's interesting? Mark's become what he left. Because I heard that they called Mark a donkey. The Baptist preachers called Mark a donkey. Do you know what Mark called me when I tested his doctrines and told him they were false, his false program? Mark called me a donkey. Mark has become what he hated. Unbiblical, lording over false men. How pathetic and sad. His shame is being shown. I hope you're listening and watching so you're not led astray.
And I was left with a building and I sold it and paid the debts and started over. And in crying out to God to show me, where do I go from here? I know this is wrong, but I don't know what's right. I know that's wrong, but I can't answer all the questions that lie ahead. God.
Well, according to Mark's advice today, he should have found the closest New Testament body he could find, and he should have went there and submitted to it and just been in the body. But no, Mark didn't do that. He went off on his own and became his own bishop that he says you can't do. He did go and bounce to the Mennonites, and when his wife got sick, the Mennonites helped look after his children and train them up. Then Mark took two or three Mennonite families, building on another man's foundation, Mark, and went off and started LFCF. Yeah, he does what he tells people in his body they can't do, and they all swallow it because they're void of the Spirit of God and the truth of God, and they're drinking from his program Kool-Aid. He says something interesting coming up.
Impressed on my heart, Hebrews 11:7, that Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. God told, I didn't hear an audible voice, but I knew, that's for you, buddy. That's what you've got to do.
So Mark had some kind of, I don't know, supernatural awakening there. Hebrews 11:7, that he had to build an ark for the saving of his house. Does Mark understand the context of that? Noah needed a physical ark to save him from the physical wrath of God to come. Christ is our spiritual ark. He is going to save us from the wrath of God because of what he did. He's our high priest. And when he applies the blood on our life, because we've been born from above through repentance, and we're enduring and obeying as fruit, he is our ark. He's our salvation. You heard it. Mark had to set out and build an ark for the saving of his family. This is where his program comes from. I don't know what Mark heard or what led him down this path, but it was not of God, because the New Testament body does not save us. It in no way acts any part of our salvation. Ask the thief on the cross that. And there's going to be something coming up here where Mark makes a challenge. Show me this. And I'm going to show you exactly in Scripture. I'm going to show you that. But that's coming up. But we'll just keep going.
Many forms of salvation built in. Noah was saved from being a part of that crowd. Noah was saved from the flood that came upon that crowd. Noah was saved because of all the animals that... Everything that was a part of that ark was all about saving Noah and his family from a temporal destruction. And by working that program, he became heir of eternal salvation. Building the ark didn't atone for his sin. Getting off the ark didn't mean he was in heaven. The ark didn't go to heaven. He was still living on earth. He was still leading his home. But the commitment to building the ark, the commitment to walking with God, that commitment being continued had many forms of salvation built into it, which ultimately led to eternal salvation. You see what I'm saying?
All right, so let's stop there. So that sounds good, the commitment. The problem is, once again, if you look at the system Mark is preaching, it's a lot like Colossians 2:8, where Paul talks about not being swept away by the philosophies of man. Mark has built his own program because he took one verse out of context, Hebrews 11:7, saying, build an ark to the saving of your family. He made his religious system his ark. I don't think in Mark's testimony, he ever talks about being born from above. I don't believe Mark is born again. I believe Mark is like a religious Baptist or a religious Mennonite working a program to the saving of his house, but he's disconnected from the Spirit. And Romans 8:8 says you cannot even please God as you walk in the Spirit, unless you walk in the Spirit. So Mark is not teaching the correct path to salvation, and he's deceiving these people. That's why I'm doing this, because I love them. I want them to test themselves, not be sitting dead in some man's pew. More to come.
Oh, we're supposed to go out to all nations and tell them about Jesus. Yes and no. It said, disciple them, teach. Disciple them, baptize them according to the appropriate order and program, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. If you're not doing that...
All right, so that was weird. Go out teaching all nations, baptizing them, preaching the gospel. Yes and no. We're supposed to go and preach the gospel. Mark and them don't do that. They invite people to church. And Mark doesn't do biblical baptism. We showed you that. Mark doesn't do the biblical Lord's Supper. Mark doesn't do biblical gathering where everyone's free to bring a teaching, a thought. Mark's not Spirit-led. They pretty much start at this time, stand up, sit down, sing, pray, stand up, sit down, sing, kneel, stand up, sit down, give some money to his program, then you're gone. That's not the model that Christ ordained. So Mark talks good. When he uses the word program, he throws God's name in there. That's really how people deceive you. They use God's name and their lies. And I just did an article not long ago attaching truth to lies and lies to truth. That's how people make things get slid through people's discernment. Oh, well, he said something true, and right behind it, he attached it to a lie. Kind of like when Mark says the gospel program, the good news of his program. The good news is good. His program is a lie, as I'm showing you. We'll keep going.
You're not doing that, you're not building the ark.
Right.
If you're not seeking the word of God and having a biblical church order and biblical communion, biblical baptism, biblical doctrine, biblical dress, biblical family order, if you're not striving to build the ark according to God's orders, what are you building?
All right, let me answer that. Mark's building a man-made Baptist Mennonite program because he's wrong on biblical dress, he's wrong on the Lord's Supper, he's wrong on the gospel, he's wrong how they gather, he's wrong on his being the chairman of the board. Christ is the head of the body of Christ, not one man. What's he building? He's building a man-made program, and it's not going to float in God's theology. It's going to sink like a rock on Judgment Day. Let's keep going.
Is it going to flow? Is it going to pass the test? I wonder how many people built a little yacht in their backyard just in case this Noah guy was right. Evidently, they all sunk. So, number three, those who faithfully work God's program of building the ark and maintaining the ark of biblical church life are the ones who are finding grace in the eyes of the Lord and are the ones eligible as heirs of the justification by faith.
Okay, so there he says it really clear. So unless you're part of building this program, this New Testament ark, unless you're in a building, unless you're gathering on Sundays, the Lord's Day per Mark, unless you're under a lording over bishop for Lord's Supper and communion, or Lord's Supper, communion, baptism, unless you're doing all those things, you're not eligible for God's grace. So extend that out, folks. The guy in prison that has no one around him, he doesn't get God's grace. The Muslim that comes to faith in Christ and he's surrounded by Muslims, he doesn't have the grace of God. He's not eligible. The man in America who comes out of Baptist, Lutheran, Mennonite, whoever, he doesn't have any other true saints with him. They all want to keep their false man-made religion. He's not eligible for the grace of God. Hey, you just heard Mark say he left the Baptists and said, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to strive on to do the best I can. Mark wasn't eligible for the grace of God because he wasn't building the program. Do you see how his own theology condemns him? That's what happens when you work a man-made program and you lie. Hey, on to part 5, coming up.